Documentary director Ken Burns blasts Mark Zuckerberg as an enemy of the state. By Warner Todd Houston on August 3, 2021. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Ken Burns went from praising failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to reportedly blasting Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg as an enemy of the state who should be in jail during an interview Monday. The maker of famed PBS documentary The Civil War railed against the Facebook chief executive during an interview with podcaster Kara Swisher on August 2, according to The Wrap. While praising losing Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, one of the woke left's more recent idols, Burns veered toward an attack on Zuckerberg, saying Abrams is the real deal as an activist, but I hope Zuckerberg is in jail by then. Burns then went full throttle at Zuckerberg, saying, "This is an enemy of the state, and I mean the United States of America. He doesn't give a shit about us, the United States. He knows he can transcend it. He can get away to any place. And so it's just about filthy lucre, that's it." Burns also slammed Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg. "These people, and Sheryl is a complicit, the Nuremberg of this, is if it ever happens, which it won't, will be pretty interesting," Burns ranted. "The way that we've been able to temporize and say, oh, it's okay, we'll just go a little bit further." Burns' beef is that Zuckerberg and Sandberg aren't practicing enough censorship of the people and ideas that don't align with Burns' politics, or that of Stacey Abrams. Burns went deeper into the point in a recent discussion with disgraced NBC anchor Brian Williams on MSNBC in July when he slammed the rampant misinformation and voter suppression. "I think this is where the rubber is meeting the road. We're at this desperate place, the convergence of all of these viruses, the side effects of the misinformation and the paranoia and the lying, voter suppression. And then the rewriting of our history, our saying that we're not interested in facts. We're not interested in the truth, we're not interested in the many varied voices that make us up," Burns said, using a raft of leftist buzzwords. Burns' extremism is well documented. Like many other Hollywood leftists, Burns spent all 4 years of the Trump era attacking the president and his voters. In 2015, for instance, as Trump was ramping up to run for president, Burns called Trump and all of America racist. The following year he attacked evangelicals for voting for Trump and said that they can't be real Christians for doing so. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.